Hello everyone, hope you guys are doing fine, great, good and sound in this pandemic. Hope you take care of your loved ones, your cared ones, your close ones, and everything is going fine in your countries. I hope so, and wish all the luck. So today I'm not going to talk about any kind of social cause or any kind of media related or any historical steps. But today I'm going to talk something that's related to me and probably related to career and related to my experience. And it is going to be a kind of a session that would probably help my juniors, all the younger ones out there who are stepping into their college life and thinking what to do, what not to do, where to end up the career, where they have to land. And there's a whole lot of confusions, right? Like once you complete your 10th grade, you always have this confusion what to take up next. What should I do next? Where should I land? What career should I choose? So even I had this a lot of confusion. So obviously you need someone who could guide you the right path. So me being in the final year IT student, so I'm basically into computers, so I can help you out guys in the careers related to IT, computer science, computer applications. So today I'll be talking about these things. So coming back to the topic, today was the topic career. So everyone dream of having good salaried job and high paying jobs with bonus and less work, more money or something like that. You know, you settle in life and everything. Obviously, you have all these dreams, but first of all, for all these things, you need to find a job. And to find a job, you need to find a job that basically falls into your interest, your passion level. Like, suppose you take up a job, okay, you're not interested into it, you don't like it. You cannot sustain in that job for a longer time. Even if you sustain, you will have a lot of health problems. You will be very irritated, stressed out with the work. You won't be happy at all. It's not any kind of satisfaction in the work that you do. So I would suggest everyone to look into your passions, what you like, what you don't like, and where is your interest fall, so that you don't feel tired while working, you don't feel stressed out, you love to work more and more. When you like to do work more and more, your love towards the work increases. You don't feel bored, you don't feel tired, you don't feel it. Even if it is very difficult, you somehow find a way, you get the solution out, you do the work, complete it on time. That means that is the job of your interest and that is the job of your passion. So please note down what all makes you happy in work and what work you can do it for a longer time without getting bored, without getting worried or taking stress on your head, okay? So these are the factors that you probably consider for selecting a job for yourself and your career, to grow your career, okay? This is the first main point. Follow your passion, follow what you like, do what you like, not for the society, not for the salary. Do what you like. That is the main point. Satisfy yourself, satisfy the work that you do. You should like the work that you do, not others. So remember this point and make it very clear. Alright, so coming to this point, me being an IT student, I say that I don't like coding job. I'm really bad and I suck at coding. So I always preferred a non-coding job in IT field. You know, I obviously think there are many like me who wonder in getting a non-coding job in IT. I know many of them would search in Google, like, Google Baba, tell me some jobs that doesn't require any kind of coding, you know. I know, not everyone likes coding and that is not everyone's cup of tea. So, yeah, today I'll be telling about some, jobs or careers that you can probably take up if you don't want a coding thing into your life. So for this, you'll have to take a step early so that you can prepare on yourself very well apart from your academics and get a job at the earliest once you complete your degree. So let me start off with the first and the most trending hot topic nowadays, that is UX and UI. Those are nothing but user interface designer, user experience designer. You'll have to just go to the customer or take a user's reviews. Now, I'm not telling you to go to individual person and do that. It's just like you do a little bit of research work. Like probably you take an application like Amazon and you see like how does the users use the Amazon, for what purchase they use, what timings they do they use, are they happy with the interface, what navigation is difficult for them. So you get all these kind of details, just jot it down in a piece of paper and then make some good design, redesign Amazon application, and you can redesign, you put all your creativity, imaginations into getting out some beautiful designs on the screen. You can play with colors, you can play with tools and get some wonderful designs. So it's basically, if you're creative enough, you can get into UX and UI. That definitely will yield a good job. And it is said that the national average salary for a UX designer or a UI designer is $72,780, which is a very good package. I feel it, so it is a very good one. No coding, it's just your imagination. Put it forward, create some good stuff, good designs, make a portfolio, display your designs, and get hired as a freelancer or get recruited in some really good companies as designers, and you earn very good amount of salary. Okay, so I gave you the first choice of UX and UI. The second choice, my personal choice, it is not from Google. The second choice is cloud. Getting into cloud computing or Azure, AWS, getting how to use the services, using those tools, the softwares, and renting the services, buying the services. So when you know all these components of cloud computing, the services, how to sell, how to become a third party from the entrepreneur to the user, you become the third party intermediator and communicating the services between them. So it doesn't require any kind of coding. You can very well love the space that you get in cloud. It might have a very little bit of coding, which you can probably just Google out and you can get, but that probably comes into automation of cloud. If you can do it manually, that doesn't need any kind of coding. So think about it. In cloud, you'll do a really good salary package of at least, I guess, around $60,000. You would get probably $60,000 as an average salary. And it is the most hot topic in the trending ones. And not many people are getting into cloud nowadays. So you can stand out when you are really good in cloud. And the third one is the software testing departments. You have this manual testing, automation testing. Manual testing doesn't require any kind of coding. You have to need some tools and you have to know the methods, how to solve them, this white box, black box. Just read all through and learn those some softwares and Selenium and you have other more softwares. Just go through Google. You can do that as well, but if you want a little bit of coding, means you can get into automation and have a little bit of coding, but that is, I think, absolutely fine. You can learn it or you can get it on Google as well, so that will not be a problem. And then the next one is data analyst. You have web analytics, you have search engine optimization, and you have Growth Hacker, you have enterprise software sales, you have tech support specialists, you have technical recruiters, And you can get into HR as well in ITs, which is a pretty decent job. You know, you have to just pick out some students and put them into interview rounds and filter them out and get the best to the company. So these are a couple of things, a couple of career jobs that I found interesting that's non-coding. So I think this would probably help you guys in choosing out what you like, what you not like, and especially non-coding. But I preferly say that get into UX, UI, cloud computing, or data analytics, or testing. These are the hot topics and the most trending ones, and they will always yield a good salary to everyone out there. So it's pretty easy to get some free resources to study as well. So it won't be a problem for you guys. So this is what I wanted to say today, because I was just going through my laptop and like thinking, oh god, what should I do next, what job should I do? So I was just searching out for some non-coding jobs and did some little bit of research work and got this stuff for you guys. Hope you guys liked it. And I personally chose UX and UI because I wanted to discover my imagination, my creative, how good I can be in creative field. Know about that factor, I started learning UX and UI. Let's see how it goes on, and let's meet you guys in the next podcast. Love you guys so much. See ya. Signing off. Tata, bye bye.